"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
We are live in Anaheim at the Honda Center in the parking lot, parking lot 4. You get here by going to the intersection of Ball Road and Phoenix Club Drive. Take the turn onto Phoenix Club Drive and go to the end. It's a short ride, and it leads you into the parking lot of the Honda Center, parking lot number 4. And parking lot number 4 is where we have tables set up. And you can drive right up, and the volunteers here will hand you the clipboard so you could sign for the referendum. The referendum in November will revise dramatically Prop 47 and make theft a crime again, make drug use, drug possession a crime again. You'll go to jail and you'll go to prison, and it will greatly strengthen the penalties against fentanyl. And if someone sells a customer fentanyl and the customer dies, then that's going to be murder. Those are the three provisions that this act will address, and we must have it. I think almost everybody I've talked to on and off the air has said that they can't believe how the quality of life has degraded so much, and the root of all evil. Everyone's always looking for root causes, right? Well, the root cause is Prop 47, written by George Gascon. And everybody in the state has to vote for this referendum. You got to sign the petition. Yes, boo. Boo on George Gascon. How one guy that 10 years ago I never even heard of can do this much damage is just preposterous. So please come. Again, it's the intersection of Ball Road and Phoenix Club Drive, Anaheim. It leads you, if you make a turn onto Phoenix Club Drive, it'll lead you very quickly into the Honda Center. Parking lot number 4. We're on Instagram Live, right? Okay. And we have a guest now we're going to talk to, Mike Munzing, right? Am I pronouncing
yes,
that
sir.
Right? Mike Munzing is the mayor of Aliso Viejo.
Proud to be.
Welcome, Mr. Mayor. How
Thank
are
you, sir? Doing great. Doing great. Proud to be out here. I heard Todd was putting this together along with you and happy
yes,
to be out to support
Todd helped us quite a bit.
Todd's fantastic.
So tell me, how has Prop 47 affected Aliso Viejo and the surrounding areas in Orange County?
Yeah, the tough part is I've been on council for about 12 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is the cost of public safety. So we're looking at public safety. We're looking at how in our case, the sheriffs and the deputies are performing in our city. It's demoralizing for them. And obviously, crime has skyrocketed across all the cities in South Orange County. I was at a breakfast with Congresswoman Young Kim this morning, and my other mayors from the area were talking about the radical increase in crime multiple times a day from the same crews coming out of Chile, coming out of South America.
Isn't that amazing? They legalized that you can steal multiple times a day
yeah.
and not not get prosecuted at all because they don't bother with prosecutions for misdemeanors now.
And it's massively organized.
Yes.
And that's why it's just these organized crime syndicates are now targeting California because they won't get in trouble.
Right. There's no laws anymore.
Exactly.
And in the age of internet, social media, you see this with the immigration issue as well.
Yeah.
You could connect with millions of people very quickly, and the drug cartels run advertising campaigns on
Absolutely.
Social media. And same thing with these thieves.
That's horrible.
They come from foreign countries.
It's horrible. The burglaries are way up. So they you know, pick a home. They'll stalk the people, figure out where they are, what they're doing, and then they'll hit the homes. And
yeah.
It's just a huge racket.
No. It actually turned out to be the worst time for a Prop 47. It was at the exact moment the social media took off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it was horrible. So
yeah.
It's wonderful you're here. We need to... I wish we could repeal the whole thing, but if we get the meat out of it, the teeth out of it,
yeah.
And really, you know, make it work for the cities again. And once again, I feel horrible for the law enforcement because they try to do their job, and then there's no teeth behind what they do. There's no penalties, and that's horrible. They want to keep us all safe, and now they're working hard on the streets, and what are they going to do?
This Prop 47 prevented the police from being police.
Exactly.
It turned them into spectators to watch bad guys steal as much as they want every day, all day long.
Yeah.
And that's why second issue has been the drugs.
Yeah.
You can take drugs all
everywhere.
Day long. And so what happens? You end up with drug addicts all over the street by
They're
the tens of thousands.
They're sending kids home to their parents with Narcan.
It's yeah. Like,
You know.
That's the thing. They try to tell you how to adapt. Well, you just have to lock up everything in the drugstore and then call for help. It's like, why do I have to do that?
Yeah.
Well, your kid has to carry Narcan around. Why does he have to carry Narcan around?
Exactly.
We're supposed to adapt to this insanity.
Right. And the public is furious about it.
Yes.
Hence the crowds we're seeing here. It's only going to grow.
Yeah.
It's a huge issue. It's a bipartisan issue.
Yes.
As you're seeing, doesn't matter what party you're from, you're still suffering under this law.
No, people got to stop thinking in terms of parties.
Oh, absolutely.
They have to look around at the quality of life. There is nobody who
exactly.
wants all the tens of thousands of drug addicts in the street
100%.
And have all the stuff stolen from all our local stores. I mean, that is just crazy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you came.
Oh, thank
thanks
you.
Thanks for your support.
Appreciate
thanks
the
for
chat.
Coming
and,
on with us here.
I just want to be here to support Todd and yourself and this whole push.
All right. Mayor Aliso Viejo, Mike Munzing. So give him a round of applause
thanks,
here for
everyone.
Coming out.
Thank you, John.
Because you need guys like him, you know, in office to actually make the changes. And I don't put up with people who say, oh, it's just the way it is. What are you going to do about it? No, it's not the way it's going to be. There is stuff you can do about it. You know, we got a democracy, at least for a few more days. We can sign the petitions in California, get a referendum on the ballot, and drastically change this law. And then the law's gone. And it doesn't matter what Gascon thinks. It doesn't matter what the LA Times editorial board, those nitties think. And people have to stop feeling intimidated. Somewhere in the last 10 years, everybody's afraid. They're afraid to express an opinion. They're afraid they're going to get canceled. They're afraid they're going to be out of step and get criticized. Like, screw that. Get criticized. Get canceled. Go crazy here. Otherwise, you're hiding in your house. You're afraid to go to dinner. You're afraid to go shopping. And the thieves are running wild. You're afraid to take a walk. You gotta do a hopscotch over all the poop that the homeless people left behind. I mean, there's homeless encampments in LA in front of schools. We can't live like this. So where are we again? Let me just got to check the time here. We are in Honda. We're at the Anaheim Center. I'm sorry. We're in Anaheim at the Honda Center. And go to the intersection of Ball Road and Phoenix Club Drive. You make the turn onto Phoenix Club Drive. It's a short distance. You end up in the parking lot 4, the red lot, where you can sign the petitions, the referendum to do a massive rewrite of Prop 47. We've got 4 lanes. People have been coming in steadily for an hour now. We're gonna be on the air till 4. They're gonna accept signatures until 6. So if you're at work and you feel like you can't get out right now, just get here by 6, sign the petitions. Already we have, over the last couple of months, 500,000 signatures. We need a total of 550,000 verified signatures, but in order to deal with all the signatures they throw out, we've got to get to about 800,000. So you've got to keep coming. It's a long road yet. It can be done. We have about 2 months. Today's a great day for us to get a mass of signatures here in Orange County, in Anaheim, at the Honda Center.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
You can hear us from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand, the podcast, posted after 4 o'clock on the iHeart app. And I am trying to stay out of the sun. I'm getting killed by the sun today. We got to face the tent away from the sun next time. I am here with Sheriff Alex Villanueva. And before I talk with him, let me explain what we're doing. If you're just joining us, we have collected a lot of people to sign petitions. They are signing petitions due to a major revision of Prop 47. And this is going to turn theft back into a crime. This is going to turn drug possession and drug use back into a crime. And you'll get a choice of treatment or jail. And then thirdly, it's going to go after fentanyl traffickers, make it serious prison time, and charge them with murder if they end up killing their customers. And so this is a huge opportunity to change our way, our day-to-day life. If you feel helpless, if you feel like the government has taken us in a bad direction and you don't know what to do, if you feel like you're stuck in a crazy state, you can take action and change things, and it starts today. Let me tell you exactly where we are. Go to, well, first of all, Route 57. Apparently somebody was complaining. I thought everybody has a GPS. But take the 57, take the Ball Road exit, and it's the intersection of Ball Road and Phoenix Club Drive. You turn on Phoenix Club Drive, it takes you straight into parking lot 4 at the Honda Center. There's also a big sign that calls it the red lot. So it's parking lot 4, the red lot, Honda Center, and it'll become self-evident. You just follow the loop, follow the cones. We have 4 lanes. There's been steady traffic since 1 o'clock when we started, and we're going to be here till 6. On the air till 4, but they'll take signatures till 6. And then we can do a massive rewrite on Prop 47. And the A-list guest in law enforcement, he is on the A-list. Former L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, everybody. Welcome. How are you?
Good, John. Just a working man. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, you are running, you're taking on Janice Hahn.
That is correct.
L.A. County Supervisor. We'll get into that race in just a second. But since you were the sheriff in L.A. County for 4 years, as homelessness and crime were multiplying, intensifying since Prop 47 went into effect, talk about what you saw. Because, I mean, you were in the sheriff's department, obviously, years before that, many years. So you've seen the changes since Prop 47 passed in 2014. Talk about what you and all your sheriff's deputies experienced.
Well, Prop 47 was that fork in the road where the political establishment has decided that they want to make crime legal, and they want to wage a war against law enforcement. So imagine this. The cops are becoming the criminals. Now the criminals are the victims. So everything they're doing in Sacramento is to make the life easier for criminals to commit crime. Prop 47 was their centerpiece for that. So you put Prop 47 and the author, George Gascon, together, you have LA of today. Those are the two prime culprits of the mess that we have right now.
I don't think the average person understands that this is a deep-seated philosophy that these progressives in Sacramento have, people like Gascon. They really do side with the criminal, and the police really are the enemy. I mean, they believe that the way any religious person believes in their particular brand of faith. They don't question it, and they don't accept even discussion of the terrible consequences.
No, because it's all part of that progressive mantra where the law enforcement is the oppressor, and they're here to liberate the oppressed. So this is all virtue signaling, and this is all the poor victim that needs to be liberated, where the real victim is getting screwed day in and day out. And you see it across the news media, the smash and grabs, the follow-home robberies, the takeovers, ladies being dragged across parking lots in broad daylight for their purse. That is a new normal that the L.A. County Board of Supervisors wants you to accept and not question. And I say, no, we can do a lot better than that. Let's unravel the mess that Prop 47 created. So I really want to encourage everybody, get out there and sign this ballot measure.
Yeah, and the L.A. County Board of Supervisors, boy, that is the most little-known but most powerful political board. It's 5 people, 10 million people in L.A. County. Each one represents 2 million, and they pass all the laws in L.A. County. And you have 4 out of the 5 are true blue progressives. I mean, dyed to their bones progressives.
Definitely. Look at their budget alone. From 2016, when Janice Hunt first took office, the budget was $29.9 billion. Today it's $46.7 billion. It grew 56%, and we're getting less services from county government while we're paying half as much.
I know. Record taxes, record revenue that they're spending, much more homeless, much more crime. And I think the average person is simply oblivious, just not paying attention. I don't think most people know the Board of Supervisors exists. I don't think they think in terms of that there's a county government.
No, because their idea is mayor, city council, and that's pretty much it. But the board, with that huge budget, they're the largest local government entity in the entire nation. They have zero oversight. And like the Han, they treat it like a dynasty. They feel entitled. Well, this is my job because my dad was supervisor, so just vote for me and don't worry about the details.
That's right. Her father was a supervisor. Janice Han, this is just my opinion. You don't have to agree with it. She's as dumb as a box of rocks. I mean, she's like the dumbest politician I've ever seen. Really. And I said this like 10, 15 years ago. It's like I'm astounded by how stupid she is. So talk about what you think is wrong with her reign as a county supervisor and why people should replace her with you.
I'll give a simple scenario. I'm doing a Zoom meeting with her during the pandemic. She imposed a hiring freeze on the sheriff's department. We're trying to explain to her that if you put a hiring freeze, we're going to start losing deputies because they're going to continue to retire. Nothing's going to stop it. And that's really bad for public safety. She said, well, you can still hold your academy classes. And I saw my chief of staff beating his head against the wall like, oh, my God, I can't believe she actually said that.
So you could have classes, but after they graduate, you can't hire them.
Oh, no, exactly. They're just going to show up for free.
There you go. I rest my case. That's all you need to know. You can keep having classes, but nobody gets to be a deputy.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll fill up the classes.
Oh, yeah.
How long are deputy classes?
They're 22 weeks long.
22 weeks. So you're supposed to spend 22 weeks training for a job that they'll never hire you for.
Yep.
Yeah, that's Janice Hahn's brain. So what kind of reception are you getting in your district?
Wonderful. Everywhere we're going throughout the 4th District, people are saying, thank God. I mean, we're averaging about 6 thank Gods for every one. Oh, hell no. I like those odds right there.
And your district encompasses what territory in L.A.
From the Palos Verdes Peninsula to the south through San Pedro, Long Beach, going north along the southeast corner of the county to Whittier and La Habra Heights is the tip.
Yeah. Very little coverage of your race.
Well, it's on purpose.
Yeah, right.
They don't want to cover competitive race, but they'll cover about stickers on jail walls. That you get a full spread from the Times.
Yeah.
But not about a race as competitive is so important for the future of the county because we need to get that balance that we used to have in county government.
Yes.
That disappeared with Don Canabi. We need to actually get that back.
I know. It is so tilted towards the crazy people now. And that's no wonder we've got tens of thousands of people in the street and all kinds of crazy people running around stealing. It had to happen. It's the logical outcome of all these bad decisions and bad elections.
Well, imagine this, the mentality of Janice Hunt and Holly Mitchell running for reelection. We become the center of homelessness in the entire nation. We're the retail theft center of the entire nation, but they want to be reelected. How on earth do you explain that?
Holly Mitchell has an area in her district. They've got 500 to 600 RVs with homeless people. And it goes on, I don't know, for a couple miles. There's one particular boulevard down in South LA County. It's endless RVs. And it's the most frightening dystopian picture I've ever seen. And she doesn't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well, that was 135th and Avalon. I was at MacArthur Park yesterday.
Yeah.
OMG. That was, you know, actually third world countries would feel insulted to be compared by what's around MacArthur Park. And that is a new norm in LA County.
Yeah, no, I've been to a few third world countries. I haven't seen anything there as bad as we've gotten pockets of LA. All right, so Alex Villanueva running for 4th District, LA County Supervisor. And March 5th, right? March 5th. Well, I wish you luck. Good luck. I hope you win. I really do.
Appreciate that. You can reach me at alexforsupervisor.com.
Say that again.
alexforsupervisor.com and on all social media, alexforsupervisor.
Alexforsupervisor. All right, Alex Villanueva, give him a big hand, everybody.
Thank you.
He's one of the few who did a boy. He cleared out a homeless encampment near my neighborhood, so he's got my undying support. Nobody else did that. And then Mike Bonin tried to take credit. That's what was funny.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
We're on from 1 until 4. Then after 4 o'clock, it's John Cobell Show on demand on the iHeart app. You can hear the podcast. It's the same as the radio show. How many people here have the iHeart app? Yeah, no, you have to make noise. It's radio. You have to go, yay, okay. And you all listen to the podcast when you miss the show? Yes? Yes, okay. That's all I want to know. We're at the Honda Center in parking lot 4. The red lot, also, it's known as. And we are signing petitions to get a referendum on the ballot to massively rewrite Prop 47. It's officially known as the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act, because this will reduce homelessness, reduce drug addiction, and reduce theft. That's the purpose. Because when George Gascon co-wrote Prop 47, which passed 10 years ago, it increased theft, it increased drug addiction, and it increased homelessness dramatically, astronomically. We now live in a county and in a state that is unlike any other county and any other state in the union. Nobody else has these laws. Nobody else has the homeless problems and the theft problems and the drug addiction problems like we do. This was a progressive, a human experiment by the progressives that has utterly failed. Now, here's what you do. You go to the Honda Center, parking lot 4. And to get there, you take the 57, the Ball Road exit, go to the intersection of Ball Road and Phoenix Club Drive. In fact, that's what you should put in your GPS. Ball Road, Phoenix Club Drive, from any direction you're coming from, but it's close to the 57. Then you turn onto Phoenix Club Drive, take it to the end. It's a short ride. You end up in the parking lot at the Honda Center. You'll see the Honda Center as you drive in, and just follow the cones, follow the white bollards as you loop around. We have 4 lanes. The waits are short. Even though we've had steady traffic all day, they're very good, the volunteers here, at doing their job very quickly. They hand you, you tell them what county you're in, and they hand you the clipboard. You sign it, the petition, give the clipboard back, and you take off. And people are coming in and out, in and out, in and out very quickly. What do we got, something? All right, we're going to go down to the line now. Let me go this way. And this system works really well. So if you're on your way home or you're on your way to work and you've got to get there fast, you're not going to lose much time coming here and getting signing this petition. Uh-huh. This is a hey there. How you doing? We have a man and
what's going on?
A man, a woman, and a dog. 2 dogs.
Oh, hold the mic.
What else do you have in there?
We have 3 dogs. 3 dogs.
Oh my God! Did you just rob a kennel or what?
We just rescued a dog.
Oh,
recently.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
We like dogs. It's my wife, Kobe.
Kobe. Hi. And what's your name?
JB Griffin.
JB, where are you two from?
Sunset Beach, California.
And why are you here? You're in the front of the
line.
Well,
we want to support you for what you're doing, and stop this smash and grab craziness and make California what it is. We were born here, want to see it go back to being a safe state.
Yeah, you've been in California a long time.
Many years.
A lot of changes.
Born in LA, baby.
A lot of them not good.
Yeah. You're awesome for what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much. So, I mean, can you believe what's happened in the last 10 years in California?
No, it's horrible. It's just disgusting to see that the leadership we have in office is just so bad that it's like, who would even vote for these people?
Apparently a majority.
Yeah.
And these people live amongst us.
Like, where do we live? This is the United States of frigging America.
I know. It was. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I always tell people, I don't want to go back to the 1950s. I want to go back to the mid-2010s.
Yeah.
You know, just go back about 10 years and everything was pretty good.
Yeah, we all can agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Whether you're Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter.
No, this is a
But don't cancel
issue.
People that want to make this country what it was and has to be to survive.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming. You both signed a petition?
Yes, sir. God
bless
you.
How about your dogs? Did
they sign? They'll sign.
We have a special dog petition. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for coming. It's good. Nice to meet you.
Let's go over here, John. We have a guy we want to talk to.
All right. We got a lot of people standing around and just watching, and then people who've driven up. And who do we have here?
John, your story?
Sure.
What's your name?
Stan Slonkowski.
Ah, Polish.
Yeah.
Okay.
part Polish, part a bunch of other stuff from Northern Europe.
Where are you from?
Well, right now I'm living in San Dimas. I've been in the San Gabriel Valley since 1970, you know, mostly in the west side. But in May 7th, 2022, I went to a concert in Pasadena. And then afterwards, I got on a train, a Gold Line train east. I had a bicycle with me and my helmet and lights and so on. I sat down. Woman behind me said, "You're blocking my view." And I didn't think anything of it. I thought, she just said some kind of a nut. And so I just ignored her. But then she sprayed a liquid on me. I thought it was water because it didn't have any odor. But it turned out it was gasoline. She set me on fire.
Are you the guy that was in the news?
Yes. They didn't put my name in the news, as far as I know.
No, Steve Gregory did several reports on what happened to you.
Yeah, I was able
to. That was the most horrible crime. That was you?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I had to spend 7 weeks at County USC, and they had to take skin off my leg down, you know, my left leg, and put it on my arm up here.
Yeah.
And let's see. One thing I found out, I never had fentanyl before that, but that's what the paramedics give you. And I... And when they gave it to him, I thought this stuff was illegal. And I was lying down, and I went out, and I thought I was dying because you get to see red and yellow patterns. Yep. And then when I found out that's what they use in the hospital, but you know, it's the medical grade fentanyl, but it causes hallucinations.
Right.
I thought at times that the hospital staff was trying to kill me, and I tried to fight with them. They had a tube in my throat, and at one point I got them to take it out, and then they said, "You're not eating enough." So the doctor came and she threw it back in.
Right.
And it was, you know, she said, "Sorry."
Do you remember the moment it happened?
Yeah. When
she set you on fire?
Yes. Oh, yes. I remember that very well. I don't know if Steve Gregory was able to get the video from that, but it would be interesting.
No, I remember
to see
seeing
that.
The video.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
No, if I've got the right event, yes, I saw it because Metro is trying like hell to block anyone from seeing it.
Okay.
And I always think of that case whenever we hear propaganda about, oh, yeah, take the Metro, take public transportation, and it's safe. It's like, no, it's not safe. Crazy lady can set you on fire. And then, so how are you feeling today?
I'm okay. The lasting effects are that I can't close this all the way.
Your right hand.
Yeah, my left hand is okay. My right hand is not.
Right.
You know,
from the burns?
Almost can make it, but not quite. And my kidney function, I was already diabetic. So at that time, my kidney function was about 60%. Now it did go below 30%, but then it came back up. It's about 30%
kidneys
now.
Kidneys heal.
They don't think it's going to get any better than about what it is now.
Did they ever catch this woman?
Yes, and I called the DA's office a couple of weeks ago because I wanted to know what was going on.
Yeah.
And I got the case number and was able to look her up. She's in Linwood, and I looked at the case, and they had hearings scheduled for her. I don't know what all these hearings were about. But one of them,
probably your mental state.
You know, well, yeah, they had in February, the first one I saw for February was a competency hearing in Hollywood. I don't know what's in Hollywood, but because the case is going to be in Pasadena.
Yeah.
And then they had another hearing. I didn't go to any of these hearings, by the way.
Yeah.
But they had another one in Pasadena.
But at the moment, she's locked up.
Yeah, she's in Linwood.
In Linwood, good.
What was it? She's got another competency hearing scheduled for March.
Yeah, well,
so I don't know.
She ought to be put away for the rest of her life. That's attempted murder.
I don't know. But
give me your name again.
Stan Slonkowski.
Stan Slonkowski. I'm so glad you survived this. It's so terrible that you had to go through it, and that is the fault of every public official who's created this environment where crazy people could run around and set innocent people on fire on a train. That's just so disgusting, and every one of them should be kicked out of office for creating this atmosphere. But you stay strong, all right?
Right, thank you.
All right, thank you for coming on and sharing the story. Right. All right, we're in Anaheim. Give him a big round of applause. Victim of our stupid progressive government, their stupid ideas. We are in Anaheim. We're at the Honda Center. We are in lot 4, and people are signing petitions to get on a referendum on the ballot in November that would largely rewrite Prop 47. Prop 47 led to what Stan had to go through. It's all connected. It'll make theft illegal again. It'll make drug use illegal again. It'll make fentanyl a prison sentence if you're trafficking in it, and if you kill somebody, it'll be a murder charge. You have to sign this because they already got 500,000 signatures, and so there's a lot of momentum in the state, and there's a lot of politicians belatedly jumping on the bandwagon, Republican and Democrats, because they see what's coming. This is a locomotive that's going to run them over. Because 30 years ago when we came, we got 3 strikes passed, and no one in Sacramento knew it hit them. This time they see the train coming. Let's run them over.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
You gotta make noise. I keep explaining it's radio. Yes, there you go. We got a crowd here. We also have a steady line of people driving up and signing petitions. And this is to get a referendum on the ballot in November that will greatly rewrite Prop 47. It's called the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act. And in short, Tuts Pitcher's coming on next hour. the Orange County DA. He'll explain everything in much greater detail. But the short of this is it'll make retail theft a crime again. It makes drug possession and drug use a crime again. And you'll go to jail or prison. In the drug case, you'll get a shot at treatment first. And then thirdly, fentanyl goes after fentanyl traffickers, makes those penalties much more severe. And if a dealer kills one of his customers, it'll be considered murder, and they'll go to prison for murder. And that leads us into our next couple who's going to talk to us. And I just met them a moment or two ago, and they have a story, and I wanted them to tell the story on the air if they don't mind. I know it's difficult. Anyway, I didn't even get your name, so why don't you give talk into the microphone.
Yeah, my name is Tom, and this is my wife, Angie Najarian.
Tom and Angie Najarian. What happened to your son?
So my son started using opioids, and we sent him for treatment in Utah. He was doing great, wonderful. He actually got out, and he was living on his own, supporting himself. He was doing great. And the ass that lived here in California that was supplying him with drugs before sent it to him in the mail, and it was laced with fentanyl, and he died. Yesterday was the 3-year anniversary of that day.
I'm sorry. He sent it to your house or to where he was?
To where he was in Utah, through the mail. He sent it to him through the mail, and that was the only way we were able to get him convicted. And that guy is now in prison for 20 years.
Good, good, good.
Never stop fighting. It's so important to get this change so everyone doesn't have to go through that and get those dealers off the streets and in prison.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it crazy that we have to fight this hard? Look at all the people who are lined up in their cars and have come over here because the people in Sacramento and people like George Gascon won't simply pass laws to stop the fentanyl from coming here and put those away who traffic in it.
It needs to happen to one of their family members before they even think about anything.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're all so psychopathic. It just makes me crazy.
Absolutely.
God, I'm so sorry you had to go through this.
This is why we spent the time coming down from Aliso Viejo to here, because of the importance of what you're doing here.
Thank you so much for getting the word out.
No, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. But, you know, all
thank
these
you,
people.
Thank you, everybody.
Because, I mean, we need to get hundreds of thousands of signatures. So we need everybody involved here. There's no excuse not to sign one of these petitions.
Right.
And then it changes things.
Yep.
I mean, I think people have forgotten that we can change things.
Exactly.
And it doesn't take that much work. You know, a couple of votes, sign a petition, and California is different in a year. It really will be.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming
thank
on with
so
us.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you so much for everything you
Tom,
do.
You said?
Tom, yeah.
Tom and Angie Najarian, thank you very much. Yikes. Ay. All right, so their story, and in the segment before, we talked to that man who was set on fire on a metro train coming back from a concert, and this is the state. This is what all these politicians have given us, you know, from Gavin Newsom and the Democratic legislature to George Gascon, to Karen Bass, to an endless number of politicians. They're all stacked up on the Public Safety Committee. They kill every bill that goes after criminals. This is a pro-criminal philosophy. It's like a religious philosophy. And they've inverted the entire world where good people like you are the oppressors. The bad people who do the killing, the drug pushing, the people who are littered in the streets, they're lionized. They're praised.
That's right.
They're the ones protected. All our elites in politics and in the media are on the sides of criminals. And they want to keep the criminals out of prison and allow the criminals to keep, what, killing more sons or setting more train passengers on fire? That's what happens. I can only assume that's what they want. Because it's happened for years now, and they've done nothing to stop it. So we're going to have to stop it. And it starts today. You come to Anaheim, you come to the Honda Center. Parking lot 4, it's also known as the Red Lot. You go to the intersection of Ball Road and Phoenix Club Drive. turn on Phoenix Club Drive, short distance, leads you right into the parking lot, dumps you here. And we're just off the 57 freeway. So whatever direction you're coming from, put that on your GPS, Ball Road and Phoenix Club Drive, off the 57. Get in line, sign the petition. We have it for L.A., Orange County, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, Ventura. Everybody's covered in Southern California. We're going to be on the air till 4, but they're going to take signatures until 6. So those of you who are working later, you can still get here by 6 and sign the petitions. And then in November, we vote on this. And then by November, Gascon will be gone in L.A. County, and life is going to be better. All right. More coming up. We've got another hour here. And we're going to have Todd Spitzer on around 3:30 to explain in detail what this new referendum will do. It's the John Cobalt Show. We're live in Anaheim at the Honda Center parking lot. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.